Yo everyone, Wagwan, Sanji Uchiha here. Welcome back to the channel, and Boruto Week as I dubbed it has finally ended. And to be honest, can you blame me for dubbing it Boruto Week? There were so many crazy things that happened last week that honestly dubbing it Boruto Week, I think it suits it to say the least. But anyway, we gotta move on. Boruto Manga Chapter 52 dropped last week, and we have a bunch of things to discuss going forward into the future of the series, which is now being written by Masashi Kishimoto. As you heard last week, Ukyo Kodachi has been replaced by the original creator. So there are a lot of things you have to discuss, specifically as you can tell by this video title and thumbnail. We'll be discussing the fate of Naruto Uzumaki going forward into the story, as his fight with Isshiki Otsutsuki is coming to an end with the coming of chapter 53, as we inch closer and closer to the Boruto time skip. But as per usual, if you're a fan of Boruto and you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe button. I appreciate all the help. Be sure to leave a like and let me know what you think about my thoughts here on Naruto's fate. And just a little disclaimer, this video will more or less serve as a follow-up to a previous video I did where I theorized about Kawaki saving Naruto Uzumaki's life from his life, you know, threatening his life, risking transformation, which we now know as Baryon mode. But without further ado, let's get right into it. So Boruto Manga Chapter 52 was very exciting to say the least. It showcased the new Baryon mode transformation that Naruto has, which we learn is a combination of Naruto and Kurama's chakra being used similar to nuclear fusion to produce a new type of energy, hence we have this new form. Of course, since these two chakra sources are being used as the energy source, we learn that Naruto or Kurama or both of their lives could end at some point during this transformation. And therein lies the beginning of our discussion about Naruto's fate. As Kishimoto comes into the story, we see that there seems to have been a loophole or some allowance for Naruto to possibly survive this, you know, it gets like transformation already. I know a lot of persons have been thinking that Kishimoto has come in specifically to save Naruto's life, but who knows? It might still be a part of the grand plan that Kodachi would have had from the beginning either way, and probably this is just, you know, delaying the inevitable. So let's talk about that first, right? So based on how the form works, there seems to be a loophole and a possibility that Naruto will survive this confrontation with Isshiki. Despite my theories, and I'll go into the expansion of my previous theory video soon enough, but the thing is we have to take into consideration going forward, guys, is that even if Naruto does survive this fight going forward, I don't think he'll be in the same state at the end of it. I think he might, I wouldn't want to say comatose or a vegetative state, but there's a high possibility that Naruto will not be able to function as effectively as a fighter, as a shinobi, as a Hokage, as he did before. Of course, this probably, I'm going to speculate and say that I think this is the necessary move that Kishimoto needs to do. If not kill Naruto, then Naruto needs to be in a state where he is either crippled, can't fight as well as he used to, just something to serve as an emotional, introduce more emotional conflict into the story, especially when it comes down to bouncing off whatever conflict Naruto has, any physical disabilities he might have after this, and use it to push forward Boruto and his character in the story going forward. Because as I said, if you even take all the positives from the Boruto anime and the Boruto manga, I still think Boruto is still kind of lacking as a main character, and he needs that one final push as we go into the Boruto time skip, if I'm being quite honest. So honestly, I think if not kill Naruto, then he needs to be put into a state where he can't fight as well, he's probably has some disabilities going forward, and in the long run, by extension, this could also align itself with the theme of technology that the Boruto series has. Probably there will be something that Naruto will have to use to augment himself, apart from, you know, his prosthetic slash Hashirama hand that he has already. But yeah, that would actually push that theme even more so than before, even though it's been pushed very heavily right now. So yeah, but Either way, during my live stream, my live reaction, or at least during my review last week, between those two videos / live stream and just talking with friends regarding, you know, Naruto's fate, I kind of came up with the idea of how Kawaki could potentially save Naruto's life, and how karma, getting back karma, might be instrumental in Kawaki, at least building on the theory that I feel that Kawaki is going to save Naruto's life. Now, if you watch my previous video, I was kind of subscribing to the idea that Amado would have been the one to actually provide the means for Kawaki to save, you know, Naruto, but that doesn't seem like it's going to be the case anymore, as Kawaki's more or less on the battlefield now and is being primed to receive the karma seal at some point. But similarly to how Naruto's generosity actually worked against him via the prosthetic arm that he powered with chopper for Kawaki, maybe the efforts of Ishiki, probably in some twisted irony here, will be what actually saves Naruto's life. Now hear me out. As I said, this is an extension on the theory I had before where Kawaki saves Naruto's life, right? Alright, so Kawaki is being primed to get karma. More like in the next chapter, or at least chapter 54, Kawaki more like will get karma, right? Naruto, by the end of this, going off what I was saying before, that in some shape or form, he might have some disabilities, or worst case scenario, he might be in the process of dying after all of this is said and done, and he reverts from Baryon mode, right? So the thing is, with Kawaki receiving karma again, you have to think, right? The karma does allow the vessels to actually make use of the Otsutsuki that the karma belonged to, or the Otsutsuki that gave them the karma. It allows them to access their abilities, right? We've seen Kawaki be able to, you know, manifest space-time portals, essentially. And we've seen Boruto, the karma does allow you to absorb ninjutsu anyway. But for the most part, you'd imagine that once the karma extracts, the more abilities that the vessel the user is able to use of the Otsutsuki it belongs to. So when you really think about it, what are Ishiki Otsutsuki's abilities, right? Two of the main ones we know are Sukuna Ikono, which is the ability that allows him to shrink himself and other inorganic materials, as well as Daikokuten, which is an ability that allows him to essentially store the objects he's shrunken and bring them back instantaneously from a timeless dimension, right? So here's my expansion theory regarding Kawaki saving Naruto. What if by receiving karma again, Kawaki somehow at some point accesses Ishiki's ability to use Daikokuten and stores or seals away Naruto in the dimension that is void of time? I think that would be the perfect way to actually halt Naruto's death process if Kishimoto actually goes with that. I think it's a brilliant idea to link back Kawaki's, you know, use of karma and Ishiki's abilities, and, you know, just context, just information that we know about already, that's already been established about these characters' abilities and how the karma works. And I think saving Naruto in the timeless dimension is good because it freezes his, probably his deterioration of his body after all of this is said and done, as well as give persons outside time to research how to potentially heal or reverse or, you know, do something about his potential deteriorating process after exiting Baryon mode. So that's my, I think I'm actually proud of myself regarding this theory, if I'm being honest, but I'm still gonna subscribe to that. But all in all, the long story short is that Kishimoto, between Ukuyo Kadaji and Kishimoto, and how chapter 52 went and what I'm speculating, there are a number of ways Naruto's fate can actually be handled, and there are ways to prevent his death at the end of the day. But all I'm saying is that Naruto's fate, his ultimate fate right now, I still believe that he should be removed from the story, whether by, you know, take him out from receiving panel time, or take him out in the sense that he can't contribute to fights and conflicts like he used to, just to allow characters like Boruto Uzumaki, who needs that push as the main character right now, and the fact that things need to align with Boruto losing things and descending into darkness. So yeah, Naruto's fate right now, apart from being obviously Naruto and he's important, is very crucial for the story going forward. And yeah, that's pretty much my crazy discussion on how Naruto's fate is potentially going to be handled, can be handled, and just expanding on my belief that Kawaki will be the one to prevent his potential death. So let me know what you think about my crazy idea here, guys. Of course, if you made it this far, thanks for tuning in. Respect. Of course, we're above 1,000 subscribers now. We're heading for 10,000 at some point. So yeah, but again, thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a great week. I know this video should be going up on Monday, and Mondays kind of suck, but just hold on. It's almost the weekend again. just believe it. Yo, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in the next Boruto discussion video.